Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Ilan Yoel, Ben Adina Baracha, and Moriv Rabbi Shlita. We're going to be discussing the inyan of Chatzi Shir and Yom Kippur and the Gdarim of Isser Chatzi Shir based on a sefer called Oel HaMoed. In many instances, we paskin for a sick person that he should drink on Yom Kippur l'shiur. In other words, each time a little bit pachos mikashir ba'afsakos she'enem b'chdei achila, and in this way he'll be saved from the iser kares of achila b'yom ha'kippur. And so is meforsh in Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Yud Ches Siv Zayin and Ches Ayin Sham. And even achila pachos mikashir is aser, because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shir is aser min ha'Torah. Nevertheless, the iser of chatzi shir is a lot more kal, and therefore, when a person's sick, we paskin for him to drink in such a way. In Shuvas Mincha Shlomo, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph, he brings from Agon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who's not only a Baal Muster, but he was Mamash Agon Olam, he brings an Eitz and a Fla to cause that there shouldn't be an Isra Achila Shtia in Pachas Mikashir, and in this way the Chola will be saved from the Yitzra of Chatzi Shir. And this Eitz is also brought in the last page of the Jerushi Hagon Balachem de Shlomo, and we're going to discuss this Eitzah of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The Eitz is as follows, that before Yom Kippur, he should aser on himself, b'shvua, all the ma'acholim and mashkim in the world, and through this, when Kedushas Yom Kippur is chal, it's the iser Yom Kippur is not going to be chal, because ein iser, chol al iser, and it emerges then that the whole iser is only because of his shvua, and in such an instance, he's not going to be aser on Yom Kippur, even in a chatzi shir, and the reason is because the yisod of chatzi shir is because it's chazil tztarufe, it's right to be mitztarev, to be joined to a kezayis shalem, and here, even if he eats a kezayis shalem, he's not going to be over on the iser of Yom Kippur, because ein iser, chol al iser, and therefore hanishba, somebody who takes this oath, is not going to be aser beitzer chatzi shir on Yom Kippur. In other words, he's going to be safe from the iser of chatzi shir on Yom Kippur because it's not chal. The whole iser of chatzi shir is because you need a whole shir, and there's no iser of a whole shir on Yom Kippur. There's also no iser of a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur because it's not chal. It's not chal because of his shua. Shua was chal before on the shir. And in Mele, there's no iser of chatzi shir. If there's no shir, there's no chatzi shir. So he's saved from the iser of chatzi shir on Yom Kippur, but we still have to be mevayer. What about the chatzi shir mishum esr shvu also? So in Yin esr shvu, we find the machlokas rishonim. If it's aser chatzi zayis, is aser midin chatzi shir. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Dal Halacha Aleph writes that mishen nishba shlo yechol yom klum v'achol pachos mikazayis poter shenechil pchusim mikazayis v'rei kocha chatzi shir minavels v'trevets v'chayotzei pem. Somebody who swears that he's not going to eat anything today and then he eats less than a kazayis, he's poter, because there's no achila that's less than a kazayis, not considered achila. It's like eating a chatzi shir of minavels and shrevets v'chayotzei pem. So it's mavur midivrei Rambam that the din of chatzi shir b'shvua is like chatzi shir b'nevelos v'treifus, just like linyan iser nevelos and treifus, chatzi shir is aser min ha'Torah, so too linyan iser shvua, that even though pachas mikazayis is pater, nevertheless he's aser in this achila. However, the Ramban and the Ran in his chedushim to shvuas paragimo argue with the Rambam, and they hold that the iser shvua, it's not shayich at all the iser of chatzi shir, because m'mon of shach, if he intends to aser on himself pachas mikazayis shir, so, in other words, pachos mishir, so then he's chayv b'chol chiyuv v'shvua, just like more than a shir. So, if that's his kavana, then pashat, it's aser on that, but on less than a shir. But if we're talking about somebody who's nishba b'stama, and we paskin like Rabbanan, that he's only aser b'kezayis, so pachos mikezayis is a heter gamur, because he never swore about this, and therefore they're arguing with the Rambam. They hold that there's no aser of chatzi shir and shvua, the Ramban and the Ran. The Ran and the Rif, Chazarbo, after he brings the shitas that argue with the Rambam, he's maskim because of the Suga and Yuma. And this is brought in the Mishnah Melech and Perek Dal of Mishavuos, and we're going to explain Mitzvah Shem. Nevertheless, we see there's a machlokas Rishonim. If somebody swears not to eat, and he eats less than a kezayis, is it aser midin chatzi shir, or is it mutar lechatchila? So the eitz of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is very good according to the Ramban, that the iser shvua, there's no din chatzi shir aser min haTorah, and memela through his shvua, he's going to be saved from any iser at all, mashenkin ledas haRambam. Yes, he's going to be saved by taking this oath before Yom Kippur from the iser of chatzi shir of Yom Kippur, but there is still going to be chal, the iser of chatzi shir, alts the shvua. However, there's a place for this Eitzah, even according to the Rambam, and that is in light of the Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchos Shavuos. The Mishnah LeMelech is Mistapek. Maybe the whole Machlokas Rishonim is only Bistama, but if a person's Nishba B'mefurish not to eat a Kezayis Pas, it could be that everybody holds that there's no Isser of Chatzishir. So this whole Isser the Rambam gives of Chatzishir is only if he's Bistama swears, but if he's Nishba B'mefurish Shelo Lechol B'Kezayis, maybe there's no Isser of Chatzishir, and therefore this Eitzah works Lekulei Alma. So this Eitzah is Talui B'Yisodos Din Chatzishir Din Isser Chol Al Isser, and we have to be done from a few perspectives. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Minchas Shlomo has some kashas on Rishol Salanter, and we're going to discuss this here, Mirtz Hashem. So it says in the Gemara, Yuma Gufa Ein Dalet Amar Aleph Chatzi Shir Reb Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah Reish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTorah Reb Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah. Why? Kev Nechazel Itztarufe Esurei Ka'achil. Reb Yochanan says, you know why Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah? Since it's Roy Litztarev, so it turns out that this person's eating Isser. Reish Lakish says that it's Mutter. Why? Because Achila Amrachman of Aleka, Torah says not to eat, and the person's not eating. So therefore, Komtois, that according to Reish Lakish, Chatzishir is Mutter Man HaTorah. Behem Sheikh HaSugi, we have a Bryce, Ainli Alakosh Yashla Bodish Yashla Bazhara. Koi Bechatzishir, Hov Ein Onish and Yachal Ein Bazhara. So I only know if there's an Onish, then there's an Isser. But Koi and Chatzishir, where there's no Onish, then there's going to be no Isser. Talmud Lomar, Kol Chelev. So we see Kol Chelev tells you that even a Chatzishir is Aser. We see in the Sugi that according to Reish Lakish, it's an asmachta. According to Rabbi Yochanan, here is a yalfusa mefureshes. We learn from Kol that chatzishir is asur min haTorah, and that is what emerges from the sugya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzishir is asur min haTorah. So we have to misboinin ba'imik shitas Rabbi Yochanan v'yisoda. Number one, the Rishonim asked that first Rabbi Yochanan said chatzishir is asur min haTorah because of chazilit starufei, and he's eating isur isura ka'achil. So it's mashma that the isur is misvara. And then behemshech hasugi, we learn from suk and from kol. So it's not misvara. So kesed misyashim advarim zeim ze. We also have to misbon in biker divir Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says a lashon of kevin the chazilit starufei isura ka'achil. So from one hand we say that it's chazilit starufei. So therefore it's not asur batzmusa only because of the efsharus, the possibility that it's going to be a tseruf. And on the other hand we say isura ka'achil, which is mashma that it's davar batzmusa is asur. So we have to be miyashiv. We have to understand what's the oimek ha'inyan of kedin l'chazilit starufei asur. Why is this svara a sibol isur? And this is already discussed a great deal in the Rishonim and the Achronim, and we're going to try to be Mevar Ikri HaDvarim. We're going to start with the Dvarim HaMeirim of Hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger Zecha Tzadik Levracha in the Chuvus and Simon Kufnun Dalet. In the Gemara in Shavuos, in the Chav Zayin Amit Beis, there's a halacha that a person who swears not to eat a loaf of bread, even if he started eating it, as long as there's a kezayis left of this kikar, he can be nishal in his Shavua, he can be asked to uproot his shvua, and the mafreya, then it emerges that he was not over at all on this isser. However, if no kezayis is left, he can't be nishal anymore because the shvua has nothing to be chalan. There's no more of food left of a kezayis, and memela he cannot be nishal anymore in this shvua. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger that l'shitas harambam chatzishir is aser min haTorah even b'shvua. So therefore, even if pachas mekezayis remains, it's still aser mikoch shvuasa. So why can't he be nishal? Why can't he ask on his shvua and uproot the shvua? And for Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'ulayish loymar dehod chatzishir aser haynu ba'od she'isur be'ein b'kezayis. That the chatzishir is aser is when the isur is be'ein b'kezayis. B'zeh shay chazul etzterufei l'shir shalim. Aba ba'achlo v'shir chatzishir delak ashir ba'olam v'lo shay chazul etzterufei muter la'achlo. V'yem izeh din chodosh desof yom achron shel pesach of sof yom ha'kipur b'inyan delak ashirus lechol kezayis yeh muter lechol chatzishir v'tzarech iyun l'dina. where Mikiva Eger's Mechadesh Grace of Chiddush, that this Isser of Chatzis Shir, it's the Yisod is, because Be'emes, it's Roy to be Mitztarif Befoal to a Kazayas Shalem, and Memela to be part of an Avera Gmur Midoy Raisa. Mashen Kain in an instance, when less than a Chatzis Shir of the Kazayas remains from the Kikar, so it's not Roy Litztarif, because the Kikar only has less than a Kazayas, there is no more of a full Kazayas that it could be Mitztarif to. And in such an Isser, Chatzis Shir, in such an instance, Chatzis Shir is mutter. And from this, Rabbi Akiva Eger learns Vaistois that the Maisa, Chiddush Lemaisa, that if there is no time left at the end of Yom Kippur, eats the last 5 seconds of Yom Kippur, eats a Chatzis Zayis, there's not enough time left to eat the other half of Zayis, there's not going to be an Isser of Chatzis Shir. So it's Misbar Midiv Rabbi Akiva Eger that the word of Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzis Shir, is Asur Min HaTorah, since it's Chazil Etztarufe, it's Kipshutoy Mamish, that the whole Isser is because the Achila could be Mitztarev to a Kazayas Shalem, Mashen Kein, an instance when it can't be Mitztarev. However, we have to be Ma'or and Akudin Eflab in Yin Zeri. Rabbi Akiva Eger is coming to Miyashir Shitas HaRambam, who asks Chatzis Shir B'Shvuah from the din of Im Nishar Pachos Mish Kazayas, if less than a Kazayas is remaining in the Kikar, that he can't be Nishal. So he says, why not? There's still Chatzis Shir Zasim in a Torah, and then he says, not this Chatzis Shir. And this Rabbi Akiva Eger was Mechadish, that if the Kikar doesn't have a Kazayas, L'Kulei Alma, even the Rambam would agree that it's Mutter, and we don't say Chatzis Shir Asur min haTorah. However, Yitochein Me'ot to say that this is talking Dafka B'Shitat HaRambam. As we're going to explain, because we mentioned the Machlokas Rishonim, if in Shavua we say Chatzis Shir Asur min haTorah, that according to the Rambam, Chatzis Shir is Asur min haTorah, and Linyan Shavua, and according to the other Rishonim, it's Mutter. So what is the Yisod Machlokas Rishonim? The Lashon of the Ran and the Rif in Shavua is as follows. V'yesha omer, demisha nishba shelo yochal, mutter lo lechatchila, lechol pachas mikashir. Somebody who's nishba not to eat, it's mutter lo lechatchila to eat less than a shir, v'lo damu l'shar asurim shebetorah. The Kaimelon Krib Yochanan, the Chatzis Shir Asim and Atar, Rafila Reish Lakish, the Polygale Molded Asim and the Rabbanik Diz Asim, the Hani Mili Surah Dairaisa, Abalachi Surabame Atzmahu, Kem Shonas Kaimel Kazais, Pachos Kazais, Heter Gomru. That's only if there's an Isser on the whole Shir, but here where there's an Isser Abame Atzmo, it's coming on its own. He's making this Isser, so he only has Kavana for a Kazais, so therefore less than a Zayis is going to be Heter Gomor. Aval, Harambam Kasa Vilcha Shavuos, Mishinishba Shalayochal Ayom Klum, Vilchal Pachos Mikazayas Potter, Shaina Chil Pchus Mikazayas, Variokolcha Chatzis Shir Min Avelos V'Trevis V'Chayotze Behem. So it's mashma that there's an Isser involved, even in a Chatzis Shir of a Shavua, V'Kedvar V'Nirali, and I like what the Rambam says, Afal Pishalei Kasafti Kein B'Chidushai, Midam Rinan B'Perak Yom HaKippurim, Chatzis Shir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah, Shlakash Amar Mutter Min HaTorah, Reish Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah, Kevin L'Chazil Litztarufe, Yisura Ka'achil, Alma Chatzis Shir Afilu B'Suri Torah, Lo Yitzrael, Mishum L'Chazil Litztarufe, U'B'Shavuos Nami, Afal Pishayim B'Chal Dvar Abel Yisra Shalim, Hani Mili L'Malkos U'L'Korban, Aval Kevin D'Chazi Litztarufe, L'Ashlume, L'Kizayis, Yisura Mi Ika, Veloma Lo Yehe Din Shavuos, Kedin Sharis Surim, Ad Kan Loshen Aran, and Yitzrach Lin Yanenu. So the Ran says, why should Shavuos be different? If the whole Vort is that it's Chazi Litztarufe, so then why should Shavuot be different? A Shavuot can also be Mitztarif. So L'chor Nira Mitoch Divrei Aran, that the Rishonim are arguing, Be'igar Havanas Hatam, of Rav Yochanan and the Yisr of Chatzis Shir. The Yesh Misha Omrim holds that the Yisod Yisr Chatzis Shir is because the whole Cheft is Asr. So it's true that a Shir of Kazayis was said, but that's only a Shir Linyan Onesh Malkus. But the Cheft of Mitzad Atzm is Asr, and therefore Chatzis Shir is Asr Min HaTorah. But that's only Shaykh of the Chaticha Asr Mitar Mitzad Atzma. Masha'en Kein Bisra Ba Machmas Shavua, it's all Tali B'Divrei Piv. And since his Kavana was to Asr himself because Zayis Bilvad, so Mimela, there's no more place to Aser a Chatzis Shir. That's the Svar of the Yesh Misha Omer. So the Yesh Misha Omer says that holds that the Etzem Cheftza of a Shir is Aser. The whole Shir is Aser, and even a Chatzis Shir is Aser. But that's only when the Torah Aser the Cheftza of the Shir. But if the Torah didn't Aser it and the person said it, so the person only Aser the whole Shir. But the half a Shir he didn't Aser, nobody Aser. If the Torah asu is the whole shir, the Torah asu is the whole shir through and through, so even chatzi shir is asu min haTorah. But if a person is speaking, he only asu the whole shir, so therefore chatzi shir is going to be mutter min haTorah, and therefore he holds that by Shavuos, the Yesh Mi Sheomrim, that chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah. However, the Ran argues, and he is maskim to shita Sarambam, and his reason is because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan's reason is chazilit starufe. So gam b'shaar isurim, there's no isur mitzad etzem hachev. So the whole reason that we aser is because it's chazilit starufe, and this reason is shayach also le'inyan shavuos. So therefore, we're going to aser a chazi shir even by shavuos because it's chazilit starufe. So that's a beautiful explanation of the machlokas rishonim. Why the Yesh Mishomer holds that by Shavuos there is no Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, because the person only asked a whole Shir, and the whole Chefta is not, the whole Chefta is not Aser, just what he said. Mashen came when the Torah asers a Chefta, the whole Chefta is Aser, but this person, so when the Torah said a Shir, it's Lenin Onish Malkus, but the whole Shir is really Aser. But when it says, when this person said an Isser Shavua, he didn't answer the whole shear. He didn't even answer half of the shear. He only answered the whole, when he's eating the whole thing. It's all totally b'divrei piv, and his kavanah is only on a kazayis. The Torah said the Torah answered the whole thing. But this person's kavanah is only on a kazayis. So when the Torah answered, it answered the whole thing. You're only getting malchus for the shear. But the whole thing is aser, but this person only had kavana for a shir, so less than a shir is mutter. Mashenken, according to the Ran argues, maskim l'shit sarama, it's chazilit starufe. What does it matter if it's shavuos or other areas? Shavuos is also going to be aser chazilit starufe. So now that we're zocha to this, we can say that all the Rabbi Kivega was machadish, that if a person eats b'soif hayoyim, it's mutter, it's only fi harambam, that l'das harambam, Yisod Isser Chatzi Shir is because of a gzeira and a harchaka of a kizayis shalem, and therefore b'sof hayom, if there's not a shir left, so then there's not going to be an isser, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, according to the Rishonim, we'll argue on the Rambam, and they hold that b'shvua a chatzi shir is mutter. So we have to say that l'shitasam the geder Isser Chatzi Shir is because of the etzem chefza. The Rishonim argue on the Rambam, and they hold that by Shavua, a Chatzi Shir is Mutter. Why? Because they hold that the Gedra of Isser Chatzi Shir is because of the Chevtza. And since that's the case, there's no room to say that there's going to be a Heter at the end of the day. No, the whole thing is Aser. The whole Shir is Aser, even half of a Shir is Aser. It's not only because it's Chazi. According to the Rambam, it's because it's like a Harchak and not to eat a whole Shir. It's Chazi Lit Starif. It's going to be mitzdareif. You're going to come to have the rest of the shir, and that's going to be aser. So we aser a half a shir. You shouldn't come to a whole shir, and therefore at the end of the day, it's going to be mutter. But if you hold that the etzem cheft is aser, so then, and just the shir is for onish malchus, so then even a half a shir is aser at the end of the day. So if that's the case, and how are they going to learn the Gemara of Chazilit Starufe? So Chazilit Starufe is not befoa, but since it's Chazilit Starufe, it's a simon that even that part is usher. Even a half a shear is usher. So they can also be mistadeh with the Gemara. So this chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger only works according to the Rambam. Because what did Rabbi Kiveger say? Rabbi Kiveger asked, how can you say that if less than a kazayis is left of the kikar, he can't be nishal al shavua? According to Rambam, shavua chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. So he said, no, but here there's no, it's only chatzi shir is only going to come to a whole shir, and here there's no whole shir to come to because there's not enough left. And therefore, yeah, he said that at the end of Yom Kippur also, if there's not time to eat the rest, so then according to the Rambam, it's mutter. The only thing is that Rabbi Kiveger had to come onto this whole thing had to come onto this teretz of why you can't be nishal if there's less than a kezayis left. He only had to come onto this according to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds chatzis shir is aser by shvuah. But according to the other Rishonim, that chatzis shir, there's no aser of chatzis shir by shvuah. There's no kasha why you can't be nishal if there's less than a kezayis, because that's it. The iser is gone. There's no more iser in this chatzis shir. So then it works out according to both. What this gemara works out according to both. Why you can't be nishal less than a kezayis? According to the Rambam, it works out because it's not chazi litz derufe. It can't be mitzdarf to a whole shir because there's less than a kezayis left, and therefore it's not going to be usser. And according to the other Rishonim, it's not usser because by shvuas less than a shir is an iser. So that's gevaldik. Beautiful meod. Okay, so I think we had a whole mindful. Talk today a lot about mindfulness. So we learned a lot, and we still obviously have a ton more to do, and I hope we get to it. But we've had other shiurim also on this topic, and I just give myself a bracha that I should have the moach and the koach and the seichel and the simcha and the financial means to continue giving these shiurim, and we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishma velasas olakayim is kol divrei talmud torah v'ahava. And hopefully in the next shiur we're going to get to one of my favorite recent topics, which is the inyan of chatzis shir on Pesach and Bal Yeroeh, and hopefully we'll get back to the gevaldik eitza of the Heilige Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And till next time, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.